So let me bring this to a conclusion. Swami Vivekananda once said that if the existence of the soul is admitted on the basis of the argument that it is self-luminous, that knowledge, existence, and blessedness are its essence. It naturally follows from that that there was never a time when the soul did not exist. Because if the soul did not exist, where could there be time? Time is in the soul. And when the soul reflects its powers on the mind, and the mind thinks, then time appears. When there was no soul, certainly there was no thought. And without thought, there was no time. Let me give you another little bit of wisdom. It comes from a song that was written by Sally Potter and Jimmy Somerville and David Motion. It is a song that was played in the movie Orlando, which played a while back. It's called Coming. It goes, "Oh, oh, I am coming. I'm coming through, coming across the divide to you. In this moment of unity, I am feeling ecstasy. To be here, to be now. At last, I'm free. Yes, at last, to be free of the past and of a future which beckons me. I'm coming, I'm coming. Here I am. Neither a woman nor a man. We are joined, we are one with the human face. I am an earth, and I am in outer space. I am born, and I am dying. I am on earth, and I am in outer space. I am born, and I am dying. Yes, at last, I am free." This is the song of the soul. This is the soul talk. This is what it sings continuously, if you will. And you recognizing that song in your heart, in your consciousness, in your mind, you recognizing the existence of the soul as self-luminous, and that knowledge and existence and blessedness are its essence, your soulness, you, the reality creator. That's what you're here to create. You're here to create in the knowledge and existence and blessedness of the soul's essence. Neither a woman nor a man, which means all of that really, as important as it appears in our culture, are relatively immaterial from the soul's point of view. Because the soul is an essence which is hermaphroditic, if you will. It's both man and woman. It's the essence of godliness. And it is really an important part of you. You are that. I am that. And in that recognition comes a great freedom and a great recognition of who and what you are. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope this will play a role in your life, at least to remind you that you are the real creator. Thank you.
This concludes Meet the Real Creator, You, with Dr. Fred Alan Wolfe. Music by Stephen McNamara. Available through Sounds True. For more information on Fred Alan Wolfe, please visit www.fredalanwolfe.com. If you would like additional copies of this audio learning series, or to receive a complete catalog of Wisdom for the Inner Life, please contact Sounds True, www.soundstrue.com, or call 1-800-333-9185. Or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado 80306. Thank you for listening.